Today, the First Circuit Court of Appeals ruled against Massachusetts resident Fredly Charles, slating him for deportation. Fredly has lived in this country since he was a child when he arrived with a visa from Haiti. His family status progressed to permanent residency and citizenship, yet through some bureaucratic oversight, he was not included. If he's deported, he will be separated from his wife and infant daughter, Aliana. She needs constant medical care, and Fredly is her primary caregiver. I've covered immigration for years, and Fredly's case illustrates the broken immigration system.
I came here legally. I did all my paperwork. I got everything I'm supposed to have. And now I have to fight for my life, and I have to fight for my family's life.
Let's bring in Ira Alkali, Fredly's lawyer, for more. Ira, you told us this morning that the end is near for this case. What happened?
Well, the First Circuit Court of Appeals, I got note this morning from the court that it's now on a very fast track to the end. The court had given us time for the government to do the right thing for Fredly, and the court has set a briefing schedule, which means that basically within 2 months, his case will be over, and with it, the order from that court that is keeping him here will dissolve.
So does that mean he may be deported soon?
It means that he could be deported as soon as the court decides on his case, and I'm not confident that it will go in his favor, unfortunately.
And there's no discretion in a case like Fredly's where he has an infant child who requires 24/7 support?
Well, the discretion comes here in the lower courts, really, and also in the prosecutor in this case, who is the government. They have loads of discretion to work with Fredly to end the case, to end the deportation proceedings. There are many, many things that could go in his favor, but the government has chosen over and over not to do that.
Are there any other avenues Fredly could pursue to stay?
Well, we have a temporary protected status application pending, but there's no guarantee that he will get temporary protected status. So right now he doesn't have it, and if the stay of removal dissolves, then he could be deported before we even have anything from his application.
This must be very hard news for Fredly and his wife, Tasha. How are they feeling?
Fredly is, of course, very concerned about his daughter. He's her primary caretaker, and the family unit will basically fall apart. Fredly is, of course, also in personal danger in Haiti. It's not a safe place right now for an American. And even though he's not American legally, he certainly is in every other way.
Ira, there was a petition circulating which pushed for federal officials to let Fredly stay. Does public pressure matter at this point?
I think it does. I think that having so much focus on what's really happening to Fredly is perhaps the only thing that can stop this from happening.
Ira Alkali, lawyer for Fredly Charles, father in Massachusetts at risk of deportation back to Haiti. Thank you, Ira.
Thank you.